You're listening to the audio production of By Faith, Not By Sight by Scott McIntyre, published by Thomas Nelson. Song lyrics and titles read by Scott McIntyre. Chapters read by Todd McIntyre.
By Faith, Not By Sight. The inspirational story of a blind prodigy, a life-threatening illness, and an unexpected gift. By Scott McIntyre with Jennifer Shookman.
Prologue, Competing Realities. If an illusion's all you really are, it's all a big mistake. 'Cause dreams are what we're living on, and it's the reason hearts will break. From Sweet Dreams by Scott McIntyre.
I don't feel very good. I dropped the cup, spilling the water on the floor. The nurse tried to help me, but I'd become unresponsive. When I couldn't respond to her questions, she began frantically pushing buttons on the machine and trying to adjust the tubes. It was immediately obvious to my parents that she couldn't figure out what to do. They could tell something was terribly wrong as they watched the nurse's demeanor grow more panicked. Another nurse came over to help. "He's coded," the first nurse said. Mom, who was already standing close to my bed, moved in closer. She didn't know exactly what had happened, but she knew it wasn't good. The nurses continued to talk amongst themselves. "Check his vitals. I can't get a reading. BP, falling." Mom started praying out loud. A social worker suddenly appeared by her side, as if she had been notified of an impending crisis. Mom looked to Dad for help. He was sitting about 10 feet away from her on the other side of the bed. With all of the medical people moving around, she couldn't see his face at first. But as more people rushed towards the bed, and Dad stood up to make room for them, she finally got a glimpse of his expression. He was staring at me with horror in his eyes. By now, loud alarms were beeping, and everyone in the room knew something terrible was happening. The nurse in charge of the ward rushed around the corner. "His blood pressure's falling, and we can't stop it," one of the nurses told the charge nurse. "Lord, protect him," Mom prayed out loud. "Please protect Scott." The charge nurse took my vitals and then adjusted some of the controls on the dialysis machine. Using a syringe, she inserted medication into the lumen. A tense minute passed while everyone waited to see what would happen. 2.5 years later, April 8th, 2009. I knew what was at stake. I was in the bottom two. After the commercial break, Ryan Seacrest would announce which one of us had the lowest votes, and that person would be going home. The commercial break ended, and it was time for the announcement. America had cast 34 million votes for their favorite idols, and I had the lowest total.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?